Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. My name is Brianna.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Roman, and today we want to tell you about laughter, why it developed, why it's so contagious, and just why the saying, laughter is the best medicine, might actually be true.
Yeah, we've read about some pretty interesting things during our research that we now want to share with you. We hope you enjoy.
So, first of all, we might want to answer this basic question. What is laughter and what is its purpose? We know it as the process that occurs when we are amused, happy, unsure, and so on. The utterance of sounds paired with a wide smile. But why do we laugh? Well, to answer that question, we looked through a number of sources, and while having a look at an article on Psychology Today, we read that laughter has probably evolved to facilitate bonding between people. Primates use grooming, which releases chemicals that help build social bonds. Humans, however, came to live in larger groups than the grooming process allowed, so laughter and speech developed to enable a quick and easy way of bonding in a large community. Laughter can be a very contagious emotional experience sometimes. It is not only triggered by mirth, but also embarrassment or similar discomfort. If you are interested, stay tuned, because now Jessica will dive further into this topic.
We have probably all been in this situation before. You're hanging out in a group of friends and someone makes a really bad joke that isn't funny at all to you. But someone else laughs about it and now you can't help but laugh along with them. This is often referred to as contagious laughter. But why does this happen? Well, if laughter evolved to form bonds in large groups of people, then it stands to reason that this is why laughter is so contagious, because it helps us feel connected to the people around us. This is probably also why we sometimes laugh when we find ourselves in an embarrassing situation. We're trying to connect with the people watching us so that they sympathize with us. This concept of contagious laughter is often used in comedy TV shows. They use laugh tracks to get you to laugh at the jokes, even if the jokes themselves aren't that great most of the time. If they didn't have those laugh tracks, you'd be left with a lot more awkward silence. But when we laugh together with others, we hardly think about social bonds and all of that. We laugh because it feels good. And the reason for that is that laughter releases endorphins. Now, you might have heard of endorphins before, possibly together with other so-called happiness chemicals like dopamine, serotonin, or oxytocin. Endorphin, however, is actually short for endogenous morphine. So essentially, endorphins are painkillers that are produced by the body. They reduce pain and stress and increase pleasure when they bond with the opioid receptors in the brain. In a study in 2017 called Social Laughter Triggers Endogenous Opioid Release in Humans, researchers discovered that the more opioid receptors participants had in certain regions of their brain, the more they were prone to contagious laughter. So, if you often find yourself laughing along with others, you might just have a lot of opioid receptors.
Laughter is quite an amazing thing. It can be compared to a very powerful potion. A potion which does not need a lot of ingredients. Just you, a good friend, or if this isn't an option, simply a good joke. The list of benefits is quite long, made up of short and long-term effects. So how can laughter help you? Well, a good laugh is quite energizing. In the short term, it boosts your heart rate and increases your oxygen intake, thereby further stimulating your lungs and muscles, which make your body perform better overall. Boosting your physical abilities is only the start, however. Laughter also serves as your very own stress reliever. When we laugh, the stress response of the brain is first activated and then normalizes shortly afterwards. This can increase and then decrease your heart rate and blood pressure, which makes you more relaxed and reduces muscle tension. Now, while the effects of laughter may already sound too good to be true, we have yet to reach the limits of what laughter can do for you. Believe it or not, laughter can actually boost your immune system by releasing endorphins that help your body fight stress and diseases, thus bolstering your health in the long run. Laughter can not only help you protect against certain illnesses, it also rushes to your aid in case your body's defenses are overcome. It activates your body's innate painkillers, which can help you to better endure pain of physical or psychological origin. So, in terms of positive effects, laughter is essentially a wonder drug that can be used whenever you want, wherever you want. And the best part of it all, you can share it with everyone you know at no extra cost. making them feel better in a matter of seconds.
We just heard about the positive physical effects of laughter. Now let's talk about a similar topic. You can actually trick yourself into happiness by smiling. How does that work, you might ask yourself? Well, it's this simple. Just move your muscles to form a smile and tell yourself you are happy, and it will lift your mood, even if it's faked. So, telling yourself that you are happy can be a strategy to survive a long workday ahead, according to Forbes magazine, citing a study in the journal Experimental Psychology. Now, this may sound unreal, but the University of Rochester found out through experiments that even body postures, breathing patterns, or vocal tonality release chemicals that change how we feel. So, you might want to try it yourself, whether in front of a mirror or not, smile and say, "I am happy."
That was quite a lot, wasn't it? So, what is important to remember?
Well, laughing together with others helps to forge social bonds.
Which is why laughter is so contagious, although it can be more contagious for some people than it is for others.
Plus, the chemicals released during laughing are extremely good for you and your body.
And you can actually trick yourself into being happy, just by following the motto, "Fake it till you make it."
And something else we have made it to is the end of our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed listening and maybe learned something new.
And we wish you a wonderful day wherever you might currently be.
Bye!